As we watch the GameSpot-related Wall Street flashpoint continue to burn, one thing has become plain to many, if not all, observers. Our financial system is blatantly rigged. A recent article entitled "Wall Street Bets Proves the System is Rigged," and I'll link to the article below. This article sums things up well with observations like, quote, "The new normal means the Fed will print up money to buy the bonds of the world's largest companies, career politicians or their spouses will make millions buying up call options of those very same companies. The new normal also means that big box stores will get to stay open, while small and independent businesses are declared non-essential and ordered to close indefinitely. And when the people on the wrong end of this stick get paid a pittance and they push it into the stock market and end up making a killing, what happens? The ref throws a penalty flag from the sidelines and the rules get changed." End quote. This much now is plain to many, and thanks to technologies that were well out of reach just a generation or two ago, more are waking up to this reality by the minute, and they are not happy. Nor should they be. If they're correct, and the evidence is plain of rank, systematic abuse, and shifting rules aimed at serving elites while devouring peasants, then recent evidence of other systems being fundamentally corrupt to serve the few over the many is a recipe for revolution. And again, I'm just noting here what these perceptions mean. It's been said that perception is everything, and right now the building perception is that our major systems, whether primarily political or economic in nature, are openly rigged against the masses. And whether this is true or not, the perception is there, and that perception is growing. The fact that the system's primary response to all of this seems to be to disallow public discussion of said corruption by labeling it as, among other things, hate speech or some similarly Orwellian tag, that approach doesn't reverse the suspicion of systematic abuse or building anger in the masses. It fuels it, and it seems to confirm the suspicion. This is where one of the major silver linings in this whole situation might be beginning to shine through. As the system rewrites rules that only really apply to the masses, to you and me, they do not apply to the people at the top. As those rules are rewritten on the fly and openly pillage the masses in order to prop up the elites, while at the same time striving to suppress any and all speech counter to the elite-driven narrative by labeling it as hate speech or an incitement to violence, more and more people are waking up to the fact that the most hate and the most violence is coming from those who have been raping and pillaging the masses through deliberately rigged economic and political systems for generations. That sort of clarity is a very important and powerful thing. That sort of clarity, the sort of building consensus that we are being systematically abused by liars and thieves who control the levers of power, can and often does result in the powers that be finding themselves thrown off their perch and out of power. This is why the elites are desperate. This is why they're scared. This is why they can't keep doing what they've been doing to us for ages. This is why big changes are coming, whether they like it or not. If you appreciate this perspective and want a daily dose of informed optimism, please subscribe to the channel and visit HellraiserReport.com.